From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting North Korea escalates nuclear testing. The U.S. has deployed the first elements of its Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System to South Korea to counter North Korea's aggressive behavior. The THAAD system is designed to intercept and destroy short and medium-range ballistic missiles during flight. North Korea fired four medium-range ballistic missiles Monday, three of which flew about 1,000 kilometers and landed in Japanese waters. The U.S. Defense Department is calling North Korea's latest missile launch a very serious threat and said it's taking steps to increase defenses against the missiles. A Pentagon spokesman told reporters the weapons were medium-range ballistic missiles and did not pose a threat to North America. Tensions between Malaysia and North Korea over the alleged assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un escalated Tuesday after Pyongyang temporarily barred Malaysians in the country from leaving. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak said Pyongyang was effectively holding its country's citizens hostage. Kuala Lumpur retaliated by blocking North Korean officials from leaving the Southeast Asia nation. It expelled the North Korean ambassador Kang Chol Monday after he criticized the police investigation into the death of a North Korean man believed to be Kim Jong-nam. Nor Jazlan Mohammed is a Malaysian deputy minister.
No, this morning the deputy prime minister issued the instruction not to allow any North Korean embassy staff to leave the country.
Okay, but that's not being able to leave the country. What about just leaving the embassy to...
I think what we're going to do here is to ascertain their movements.
So they can't go out from the embassy, right?